Hong Kong Financial Secretary Anthony Leung introduced higher taxes aimed at curbing the territory's rising budget deficit. The increases come in stark contrast to the budget in recent years when the government cut some fees and taxes. Hong Kong's government plans to eliminate its $9 billion fiscal deficit in 4 years. To do so, Financial Secretary Anthony Leung said Wednesday it will increase revenue by $4 billion over the next 3 years and cut spending by a similar amount. In his annual budget speech, Mr. Leung introduced higher taxes and revoked tax concessions granted in 1998 and 1999. The salary tax will go to 16% from 15%, while the corporate tax will increase to 17.5% from 16%. Car taxes and the airport departure fee will also rise. The government expects that the introduction of legal soccer betting will raise revenue through gambling levies. Mr. Leung says economic growth also will help trim the deficit. He says gross domestic product grew by 2.3% last year, up from 0.6% a year earlier. This year, he predicts the economy will grow by at least 3%. This, Mr. Leung says, will increase government revenue by almost $4 billion. He warns, however, that economic growth alone will not solve the deficit and a sales tax might be introduced in the future. Government also hopes to raise funds by selling off assets worth about $14 billion over the next 5 years. Joseph Fu of the Hong Kong Taxation Institute, a think tank that advises the government, says the higher taxes will not seriously hurt people's livelihoods. However, he is disappointed that more was not done to encourage the growth of small businesses.
Generally, I'm positive about it, although we'd like to see more said about helping entrepreneurs and helping the private sector to invest more.
The Hong Kong government ran into budget problems in the late 1990s after the property and stock markets both entered long slumps. The government relies heavily on revenue from taxes from stock and real estate sales. The city's economy has been weak for nearly 3 years. Some analysts in Hong Kong have raised fears that the measures announced on Wednesday may not be enough to eliminate the deficit. Some say the predicted economic growth of 3% for this year may be too optimistic. Others say the price of the government assets to be sold may shrink if market conditions are weak. Kath Maria, VOA News, Hong Kong.